The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I can just tell today's going to be a good day. Number one, my coffee is perfect. I just have that feeling. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I am a very exasperated Anthony A.
What's wrong? What's going on?
I don't mean to bring down the vibes a little bit, guys, but I'm just exhausted. I'm exhausted of dating. All right? It is tough out here.
You have a bad date last night?
Yes, dude. Yes, bro. I'm exhausted not only from, you know, from the fatigue of the cost of the dates, but also having to plan this stuff. I have to, like, become, like, a travel agent just to find out that a woman's not over her ex yet. First of all, we had to go to the stupid candle-making thing, which $75 for 2 hours to make a candle that I could buy? Anyway.
Yeah, y'all should have just gone to TJ Maxx.
Could have melted down some candles and reshaped them on your own.
Just buy them, and then, I don't know, what are you having to do all these weird things? What do you mean candle making? I've never heard you talk about candle making, Anthony.
Dana, because it's not in my wheelhouse, but I have to find something interactive because apparently happy hour isn't cool anymore.
What? Just apps and drinks? What?
People aren't drinking like they used to, Dana. I mean, drinking is way
Otto,
down.
You and I go get apps and drinks, and I have a not drink. Do you have a drink? I mean, there are menus now that have low alcohol, no alcohol, or go for it.
But they still cost the same to Anthony. So.
I know. I'm sorry, Anthony.
It just makes it trickier because now when you invite a girl for a drink or even like a simple dinner, mm-hmm. it's kind of deemed as basic.
What happened to the coffee date then?
Don't do that. Are you broke? Are you little brokey boy?
No, the coffee date is
you
out
You can't go
too?
On a coffee date?
Coffee date is way out. Coffee date is code for I don't get paid till next week.
Oh, no, that's horrible. You know, I will say my girlfriend, I'm not going to say her name. She's dating a new guy and they live in different states. And you're right. When they get together, they went on a hiking date. I was like, what's that? And she said, there's this whole group of people. And I thought that was awful. But you're right. Like every time she talks to me and she meets up with this guy, it's something crazy. They went to some bar that has life-size board games. I was like, what are you doing? Like, what is happening?
nobody ever likes a life-size Jenga guy.
I know. I'm like, why are you doing this? The Connect Four was huge. It was like, I felt like it was Toy Story. You know how everything's really big or whatever from the toys?
Dude. Oh, well, you talked about the hiking date. I went on a stupid hiking date the other day, and you guys know me, I'm not an outdoors person.
No.
So I'm there walking around in my, like, yoga attire, basically, and my Nikes. And next thing I know, I hear a snake rattle, and a woman's looking at me like, I'm supposed to do something. No, not at all, bro. Not
Run.
At all. Yeah.
You better catch up.
Thank goodness you had those sneakers on, because I would have been down the hill so fast. Where are you at, girl? Where are you at?
I only want to go on air-conditioned dates from here on out. That's
Let's
all I want to do.
Let's take this phone call. Hi, good morning. Oh, she hung up. She probably wanted to speak on the... Yeah, that might have been the girl you were with last night. No, I'm just kidding.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, am I a Karen or are my neighbors jerks? So here's the deal. We live in an apartment and you have to take your trash out and throw it down a chute.
Okay.
It is only 20 steps from my apartment. It's 20 steps from everybody's apartment. This began months ago. Okay. While my mother is sick with cancer, my dad was going out to throw the trash. Every night he would throw the trash. And finally, after he kept coming in, he would do, And I said, what's wrong? And he said, you know, it's been weeks. I'm having to throw a lot of trash. I was like, what do you mean? Somebody's leaving the trash in the little room where the chute is. And I said, so you're throwing it? And he said, yes. I said, well, maybe you shouldn't do that. He's like, well, if I don't do it, it just piles up. He said, if I don't do it for 2 days, there's like trash building up. I started doing it in the morning. And then I started thinking, well, maybe they're older. They're not older. What's happening? This went on for months. The last time, I swept in there. I mopped in there. The last time.
You're taking care of it pretty much.
I was taking care of this room because it was funky.
You had a trash room.
Their garbage juice was everywhere. Do you know what I mean? When it leaks out. So what really upset me and took me over the edge is when I walked into this room, I didn't notice the garbage juice and my feet got covered. My sneakers got covered in garbage juice. So then I had to walk outside of the room into our hallway back to my apartment, and I just left a trail of garbage juice, which makes the whole place stink.
Man,
at that moment, I was like, you know what?
Furious.
I was furious, Anthony. I finally put in a complaint. I did a Karen. Or did I? Am I the Karen or are they the Karen?
And you called me and you were like, should I call? And I said, yes, you should call. I said, you should have called a month ago. What is going on?
Well,
you can't
felt...
just pile trash in there and then expect us to clean up your trash?
And Otto, they were piling it up so high. I'm 5'2" on a good day, okay, with shoes on. I couldn't get to the chute because the trash was just piled. They were leaving vases. You know, Otto brought a vase in. He's like, you want to keep this? I said, no, I don't want their graffiti vase.
It was kind of a nice flower vase. But anyways, I did confront. So they have a daughter that lives with them. And I did confront her. And I said, hey, what's going on? And her explanation to me was, we pay so
a lot
much
of money
in HOA that they should be taking care of it. And I said, well, that's not the case. You knew that when you moved in here, that they don't do that.
Yeah, I did go down, and when I spoke to management, I asked them straight up, are they incapacitated? Are they elderly? Could they need help? Right, Anthony? Right, because I'm a good person. And she
said,
that's
a rude word, incapacitated?
Incapacitated. Like, are they, do they need some help? And she said, hell no. She said,
I appreciate that you were trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
I was. After months, Jack, thank you.
Not only is it gross, that also has the potential to be a pretty bad fire hazard.
It was fire. It was a hazard on a hazard. Like, what is leaking out of there? Am I a Karen or was I right to do this? I feel like I went above and beyond for these people. Now, I don't like them. And I don't like that feeling. The other day, the man came out of his apartment and I saw him for the first time because, I didn't know what they looked like. And I was like, oh, he's not old. And I looked at him and he looked at me and I just flipped my hair and I turned around and I slammed my door. And you know what he did? He left garbage that night. He left the garbage in the freaking room.
I'm telling you, the way that woman replied to me, they don't care. They're done. There's something going on with them in management and it's become our problem.
For the people who may not be familiar with trash chutes, now, at my old place, there was specific rules for what went in the trash chute. Are we sure you guys aren't just breaking the rules here?
No.
I throw everything down the trash chute. Doesn't matter. Everything goes down that thing.
Otto will break it up.
I think they might be moving out.
You know what, Dana? This is okay. This is a moment for you where back and you realize you are a Karen. It's fine.
Am I a Karen?
That's not a Karen.
Anthony.
No, that's not Karen.
See?
You just agreed that it could be a fire hazard. Anytime you're using the term fire hazard, you're a K to the A to the R to the E to the N.
I feel like they're Karens. And I've been the nice neighbor putting up with it. Someone call me.
How are you not on our side, Ant?
Yeah,
because
Anthony.
I already know when Dana went in there. This was not as pleasant as you're describing it. All right? No.
I need backup reinforcements. We have Elizabeth on line two. Am I the Karen or are my neighbors out of line?
Hey, they live there. They know the rules. Get a camera. Send them a citation for a fine. There you go.
Take him to court. Take him to court over trash. Okay.
Over trash juice.
Have you ever been involved in a neighbor war and who won? 877-730-DZS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Happy Monday. We're all getting our spiritual forecast for the week. Siermati, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Yay. Doing well. Okay. So obviously we're going to get our spiritual forecast for the week for everyone who's listening. But first, we do have a call. We always tell people to call for their free psychic reading. Go ahead. What's your sign?
Hey, a Pisces.
Okay. Pisces, what is your first name?
Shelly.
Okay, go ahead and ask Siermati your question.
I've had so many people in my family who died. My dad was 101. He died in October, and then my husband died in 2020. My son died in 2017. My sister, 2015. I don't know. I just keep on going. I have grandkids. They live with me and their mom lives with me. And in fact, right now, my granddaughter is living with me, so I help everybody. And I just kind of wonder, hope there's something coming up for me. I don't know.
Taking care of everybody. You need to take care of yourself.
Yes.
Body, that was a lot. So how do you feel about her question?
What I see in her future is this real serious energy. Like, life is heading in a direction where she's going to have to start having a lot of boundaries. And I see two males leaving her life. And I feel that this is actually a good thing. It's not death. It's actually more so them going off to build their own life, whether it's moving out of the home or whether it's leaving the city for a new opportunity, maybe a job, career, something like this. I see this being a positive thing because this is to really focus on herself. And I feel like there's a lot of angelic protection around her. It may feel difficult right now, especially because she has had a lot of loss in her life. And I feel this is going to make her really happy. So less stress is in her future for sure.
Okay, good to hear. So good to hear. Okay, now what about our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective?
What I'm hearing is that we've lost our path somewhere along the way. And collectively, we're being called back towards our path. This week is going to be a week where if we've lost hope, if we've felt less resilient than we have in the past, this is the week where we gain our resilience back, where we feel a more thoughtful about what we're doing and where we're headed. I also feel like a lot of us are going to be becoming more clear on what we want in life. And at that point, we start taking those steps, even if it's the tiniest little step, even if it's something as simple as, okay, I'm not going to binge watch TV this week because I'm going to garden outside to really allow me to do this. Little things like that, that kind of shift your perspective and also allow you to feel more connected to yourself, and therefore answers start to come through. So this is the week to get realigned and get back on track with what we really want out of life.
Oh, I love that. I love gardening. Isn't there something about putting your hands in the dirt and helping life, create life? Now, obviously, as women, we've created life. Some of us, not all of us. That's okay. But that feeling, we can all do it. Watering something and watching it grow. It's such a fulfilling feeling. My nana used to spend hours in the garden. I didn't like it when I was little, but now I understand why.
Now you get it.
Now I get it. Yeah,
I'm the same way. There's this innate connection that we all have as human beings with the earth, and we've gotten so disconnected from it. So if that is something that you're being called to, then go outside and garden. Plant something beautiful. It is spring, so spring is the perfect time to plant something new.
I love that. Oh my gosh. So if you would like a free psychic reading with Sirmati, call us 877-730-DCS1 and connect with her on Instagram at illestdivinity. She even does spiritual classes to help you get connected with yourself more spiritually. Sirmati, thank you so much. Happy Monday. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy Monday. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.